God so good to us? All right, every heart satisfied. If you have a Bible this evening, turn with us over in the book of Acts, chapter number 1. And I'd like to look at a thought there tonight that happened with the Lord Jesus. Share a few thoughts with you. It's been a good day in the Lord. Amen. The Hendersons called, said they'd set off the burglar alarm. I said, well, y'all going to look funny in the Bowden jail. Somebody say amen. They could have done like Paul and Silas. So, Brother Lee, I believe if they went to singing in the midnight, they'd let them out of there. Amen. I appreciate them and love them. Sure am glad our paths have crossed. Boy, ain't God been good. Has God been good to anybody tonight? The Bible said in the book of Acts, chapter number 1, Jesus now has been on a cross. He's died. He's leaving out. And the Bible picks up in Acts chapter number 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Once we get saved, the Holy Ghost comes in us to live. And I sure am glad that He's come in me and sealed me to the day of redemption, what the Bible says. But I sure do love it when He gets on me. Amen. And He said, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That's what we need. We need Him upon us. And it sure does make a difference. He said, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, all Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. When He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. You may be seated tonight. Thank you. Father, we love You. We thank You for the good day together that we've had with You in our midst. Thank You, God, for the testimonies tonight. Thank You for the songs that have been sung. Thank You, Lord, just in time. Lord, I got saved by the grace of God. I'm ever indebted to You for that. Now I pray, Lord, that You'd let me share these thoughts. I pray that You'd help me tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. As Jesus went away in verse 10, it said they looked steadfastly toward heaven. And as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And He said this in verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go into heaven." I want to say Jesus is coming. And as Brother Mike has already alluded to tonight, all things are pointing to His appearing. There's no doubt it is soon. But I want to preach tonight on just a couple of thoughts on some things that Jesus left behind. Some things that Jesus left behind. The Bible said that heaven opened and it received Him. And there are a few things tonight I'd like to share with our church that Jesus has left behind. I want to say, first of all, Jesus left a unforgettable image. In Hebrews chapter number 1, and if you would just try to be a little patient with me this evening, a few verses to turn. Hebrews 1 and verse number 3, the Bible said, "Who being in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high." Now, there is an unforgettable image. There's never been nobody like Jesus. Now, you'll notice this unforgettable image. He left it in His preaching. In John's Gospel, chapter number 7. And I want to be like Jesus in His preaching. He loved to magnify the Father. And He said in John chapter number 7, verse 46, the officers answered and said, "Never man spake like this man." I sure am glad that Jesus had a story to tell. And I want to say something. I'm glad that Jesus left me a story to tell. Are you telling it? Are you ashamed of it? The Lord's done a lot for you. And I don't care if you're pumping gas or you're buying groceries at Walmart. We all remember that Jesus left an unforgettable image, and it's nobody like Him. We ought to be bragging on Him on every street corner we go to, and every door we ought to come out of. We ought to say, Jesus saves, and Jesus loves you. And so we see this unforgettable image that Jesus left. We see that He left it in His preaching. And then in Mark's Gospel, chapter number 2, and verse number 11, He left this in His power. Mark 2, and verse number 11, there the Bible simply says this, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, go thy way into thine house. And immediately He arose, the crippled man took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed, and look what they done. They glorified God. Look, church, it's not wrong to brag on the Lord. Matter of fact, the church shouldn't be the quietest place in town. We ought to raise our voice and magnify our great God of how good that He's been to us. I tell you, Jesus left a unforgettable image, and therefore we see, said we never saw it on this fashion. We see that His image was great in His preaching, great in His power, and it was great in His person. There was nobody like Jesus. He had compassion for sinners. And never forget about this before you get too hard on people. Jesus was a man full of compassion. If there's ever been a day and an hour when a generation needs to be shown compassion, love, mercy, but they need to hear the truth of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. So now, some things that Jesus left behind before He went to heaven, or as He went to heaven, He left an unforgettable image. One day, we're going to see Him. I don't know how many sermons I've preached about Him. I don't know how many songs I've heard sung about Him. But I can tell you this, the story's never been told. It's going to be amazing when we see Jesus. You see some things that He left behind. He left behind an unforgettable image. Number two, He left an unfinished task. The reason I say that tonight, now there was a finished task. In John 19 and verse number 30, this is what He cried. It's finished. He didn't say He was finished. But He says it's finished. What was finished, Pastor? The sacrifice. The most amazing thing that's ever happened in this world is that God sent His Son to die. Now, y'all think about this just a minute. Don't write me off, but I want you to think about it. God was God. God could have designed anything He wanted to get us to heaven. But God said that it required a sacrifice. And He sent His Son to die one time for the sins of the people of this world. As those Old Testament priests were sacrificing sheep, goats, rams, and bulls, all it was doing was rolling their sins over, keeping the law. But when Jesus got on that cross, the Bible said that He died one time unto sin once. Sure am glad He ain't got to come back and die again. For what He's done it forever. And I want to say that He's left an unfinished task. Now, He finished a task, but He also left an unfinished task. And it's left to His church. That's where we come into play. In John's Gospel, chapter number 20, let's look at this unfinished task. Now, Jesus got up on the first day of the week on Sunday. No longer do you find His disciples meeting on the Sabbath or on Saturday, but now you find them gathered together on Sunday. And now we find the first Sunday evening service. The disciples was gathered there, and the doors was locked. And Jesus came and He appeared to them. Matter of fact, He said, John 20, 19, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, peace be unto you. And when He so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. Then we get to the Great Commission in Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28. Talk about this unfinished task tonight. What is the church's responsibility? Some things that Jesus has left behind. Look at Matthew 28. In verse number 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now look, go ye therefore. Watch this, church. Before we get saved, Jesus says, come. Come unto me. But when we get saved, His command is go. 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 And listen to me. Any church that is not evangelizing, they will be fossilizing. In other words, their church will go graveyard dead. The only way we can keep having life in this church is exalting the Savior, preaching the Word of God, and letting Him walk in our midst and be a light in a lost and a dying world, inviting sinners to come in to hear the gospel of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. This great commission, He says, now I want you to go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them, look, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He is a thrice holy God. And He says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Jesus has left us a unforgettable image. There's never had anybody that has walked in this world that has left an impression like Jesus. You know, a lot of times we read books of historians, how people have monuments and how people have books written about their lives of how they've impacted a community or even a nation, but there's nobody's never impacted a world like Jesus. Boy, and I praise Him tonight. Some things that He's left to His church before He went away. He left an unforgettable image. He's left us an unfinished task. We ought to be about the Father's business. The Bible says that the fields are white unto harvest. Just let your light shine. Be good to people. Invite them to the house of God. Befriend them. Let them hear the old story and carry out this great commission. Church, we've got the greatest opportunity that this church has ever had. We've got the greatest opportunity in this generation that any generation has ever had. In our forefathers' day, there were churches on every corner that were burning bright and had the power of God. Oh my, what great opportunities that the Lord's church has tonight in a world that's looking for hope, looking for fixes. Let me tell you, one man's not going to fix this country. One party don't have the cure for this country. Jesus can fix it tonight. And you know something, what's so wonderful about the last days? We're one of the last groups that's going to be here to carry out this great commission. We're in the last inning, no doubt, of this church. Jesus is coming. And I sure am glad to be able to stand and proclaim the good news of the Lord Jesus when many have folded their Bibles and said it don't work no more. I was driving in Friday night after service. I listened to Fox News. That's why I get so mean when I listen to Fox News. And the Catholic Church had an hour documentary on there, Brother Joe, talking about how the church is dying. The church ain't dying. The church is living. Catholic Church may be dying, but honey, let me tell you, God's church is alive and well tonight. God's church ain't going down. It's like what Brother Mike said, friend, we're going up. I'm glad I come to church tonight. Boy, I got to listening to all of their parchments and parliaments, all their programs and practices, and I got so bored, I nearly run off 85 coming home. I'd hate to know I come to service and counted beads and fell down to a statue and went to a feller dressed up like mama for my prayers. I'd be scared if a man wore a dress. Somebody say amen. An unfinished task. Church, we've got the greatest commission that we've ever had. And it's simple. Jesus saves. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism. The way America's so confused about the Pope, there's no doubt he's a good man probably. But he's not the God-man. I noticed on CNN somebody interviewed him and said, well, he was Jesus. He ain't read my Bible. Aren't you glad you can go to church where you're taught different? Aren't you glad that your children can go into Bowden Elementary School or primary or high school, and when they bring the socialist news in, and your children realize that Jesus is the only way to heaven? Jesus left some things, an unforgettable image. Has Christ impressed you? The Lord Jesus has left a mark on me that I'll never get over. I had probably one of the best mom and daddies of anybody in this congregation. No doubt in my mind. I had a good a mom and daddy as it gets. They impacted my life. And that's why I can't preach enough on the home. Being involved in what your children are doing. Be there for your children. But ain't nobody never impacted me like Jesus. And I bless Him tonight. And I love Him. And I'm glad He loves me and glad He loves you. Some things Jesus left. He left an unforgettable image. He left an unfinished task. And He left an unchangeable message. His message has never changed. Look in 1 Corinthians 15 tonight. 1 Corinthians 15. He's left an unchanging message. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1. He says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you've received, and wherein you stand. And that's where we all better be standing. By which also ye are saved. That's a good Bible word. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, lest you've believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Here's the gospel. That He was buried and that He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That message has not changed tonight. And it will never ever change. In Romans chapter number 1, and verse 16, you'll find also something else that has never changed. You'll find that Jesus is talking to that church and He's standing upon the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, an unchanging message. But then fourthly, I want to say this. Not only has He left us an unforgettable image, an unfinished task and an unchanging message, He's left us, His church, an unlimited power. You know the Lord moves when you're least expecting it. You ever notice that? You ever notice, especially some of you preachers, maybe you've gone to some place and you sort of really dread getting up. Because I'm going to tell you, preaching is real hard work if the Spirit of God's no place around. I came home and I told Renee, I said, Renee, I cannot believe how the Lord let me preach 5 nights this week. It was so easy. Oh, it tears on your body, but it's so easy. See, we have an unlimited power. We have power that can save us, a power that changes us, a power that goes with us every day of our life. Thank the Lord I've got somebody that I can pray to tonight. That's not in a grave, but He's on the right-hand side of the Father. Church, we'll never know about all of His power, because His power is unlimited. And then He left something else to the church. He left us a unshakable testimony. In Hebrews chapter number 2, in verse number 9, if you turn there with us tonight, Hebrews 2 and verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He tasted death for every man. What an unshakable testimony. Don't ever let anybody tell you that Jesus didn't die for all, because that's contrary to our Bible. Jesus paid a price for all. And on this unshakable testimony, he tasted death for every man. And in 1 Timothy 2 and verse number 4, you'll notice this evening, that he will have all men to be saved. I'm glad he left this testimony. 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 4. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. And then you'll notice in verse number 4, he said, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now let me ask you, how can anybody get saved without truth? It's impossible. They've got to hear the truth of the gospel. And I'm going to tell you, in a lot of places, it's sure been watered down in this day and hour we live. And so Jesus has left some things behind. He's left this unshakable testimony. He tasted death for every man. He'd have all men to be saved. 2 Peter 3 and verse number 9. Turn to the right in your Bible. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 9. The Bible says that he's not willing that any should perish. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but here's something, but that all should come to repentance. It is more than a prayer, folks. It's a change of heart. The heart's got to turn to Christ and repent of your sins. Now, some things that Jesus left behind. I want to use this last statement. Not only did he leave an unforgettable image, never been nobody impacted the world like Jesus had. He left an unfinished task. We're to go out with a great, great commission. I think now our church is right at 60 missionaries. What a blessing. What a blessing. And I'm going to tell you, God honors that. He left an unchanging message. He left us unlimited power. He left an unshakable testimony. But lastly, he left an undefeated church. Matthew 16 and verse 18. Matthew 16 and 18. He left an undefeatable church. Matthew 16, 18. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't build that church upon Peter, but it was built upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the solid rock. You see, there's been many times they said that Peter was the first pope. It's what they say in some circle. But they say their popes can't be married. Well, the Bible said, I preached out of it this week, that Jesus came into Peter's house and touched his mother-in-law, touched her by the hand and rebuked the fever. Amen. I better not say that. You'll notice the word Petros is Peter. It literally means a little rock. But this word Petra is the rock. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that our church tonight has a unchanging message. Jesus said. So simple, but yet it's so profound. What He left behind. You know what, folks? He's coming back. And when He comes, I want to be found doing right. Oh, how the Lord's blessed us, children. Put our names down yonder in Glory Land World. What a Savior. Appreciate you being here today and tonight. Stand with us if you would.